The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Live Sunday edition with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Talking about the Uber settlement. They've decided to go ahead and settle the what could have been landmark in a bad way lawsuit against them in California. And I guess there was another one in Massachusetts as well. Where apparently they're going to be paying out $84 million to the plaintiffs in the suit. And then they're calling this an employee misclassification lawsuit. The drivers were suing to be considered employees. However, one of the terms of the settlement is the drivers will remain as independent contractors and will not be converted into employees. If they were converted into employees, it would basically destroy Uber's business model. Because these aren't taxi companies, Uber and Lyft, because apparently Lyft also settled a similar lawsuit. These are not taxi companies. They are companies that basically are matchmakers for business. They bring people who are willing to provide a service, that is, a ride somewhere, together with people who need that ride. That's really all they do. They make it as smooth as a system as possible. Daryl W. Perry, our co-host on several nights of the week, not tonight, but he's running for president. He's been traveling a lot. He was raving about Uber tonight as a passenger. He's been using it in the cities that he's been visiting, and you know he's been speaking in as a presidential candidate, and he's just loved it. And that's been the experience that I've had. It's been very, very easy to use as a rider. And when I've driven people places a few different times, I only go out there like once a month to drive if I can. But the riders all have the same opinion. It's like it's just so easy. It works so well. And so they're just elated with it.
Easy is what it really comes down to because it's easy for everybody to use. The response times tend to be faster than taxi cabs, yep. And the cost tends to be lower.
Not always.
That's what the market will bear. Now, right. But remember, when the costs are higher for Uber than taxi cabs, the chances of you getting a cab are minimal because it's usually, like, for instance.
That's true.
Let's say you're in a big city and it's New Year's Eve.
Yep.
The cost for taking an Uber home at 1:30 in the morning is going to be a lot. But the chances of getting a cab is going to be minimal.
That's a great point, because the cabbies are regulated in a lot of cities as far as what they can charge. So the cabbies
and
probably
how many there are.
The cabbies probably can't raise their price at a time like that.
They can't.
Uber does do that. They have what's called surge pricing. Now, the one thing that Uber fails on, and they fail on a few points. Apparently, they now have a no guns policy, which is a huge problem for a lot of drivers. So they're not a perfect company. But another thing, the major point they fail on is that they don't let their drivers set the rate. It's Uber that decides the rate for any given geographic area, and that doesn't allow for inner competition between the drivers. Now, of course, that would set these people off. I mean, the people who are complaining, we had one of them call in earlier complaining about being an Uber driver, all the things he doesn't right. like about it, basically just sounds like he's not cut out for driving people places for the most part. But boy, if those people are mad now and thinking Uber's not making, you know, not charging enough for them, well, then if they were allowed to decide what they were to charge, that would take all of the onus off of Uber. Uber would no longer be responsible for that. You can charge whatever you want. Hey, if your services are so great, go ahead and charge $12 a mile. See how far that gets you. Well, I suspect you wouldn't get very many people wanting to ride if
sure.
you were charging too much. And those people who don't mind cleaning up the puke in the back seat, the people who don't mind the extra responsibilities and the failure sometimes of having to go pick up a passenger and having them no-show or cancel on you or whatever, the people who understand that that's just a cost of doing business and who don't mind making, you know, $8 or $10 an hour, well, they're going to take all your business because they're willing to work harder for you than you. And that's one thing that Uber doesn't do that they should do to allow, you know, it would stop a lot of these complaints
from
happening.
We haven't got to the point where they're blaming immigrants for taking their jobs yet, but it's around the corner. Well, just the ones, the complainers.
Oh, okay.
There's always going to be the complainers of any area. This isn't supposed to be your way to make a huge living in life. I mean, I'm sorry. This is driving a car. It's not a high-skilled job. If you want to do that, that's fine. If it works for you, excellent. That's what I want for you. But, I mean, it's not a career path. It's a way to, it's a gig. It's the gig economy. It's something you do until the big break comes or whatever.
It is something that a lot of people
in that downtime, you can be filling out job applications.
Yeah, that's a great point. So, according to Uber, this is a story from therideshareguy.com where he goes through the settlement with California and Massachusetts. Only California and Massachusetts drivers are affected, and so that's a total of 385,000 drivers. That's a lot of damn drivers. So if you did at least one trip in either of those two states from the time Uber first launched all the way up to when the settlement is finalized, you'll be eligible to receive a prorated portion of that $84 million. After the lawyer's one-third cut, estimated, the settlement is reduced to $56 million. If we do some quick math, that means the average driver will receive about $145.50. But apparently you'll get paid more if you drove more. So some drivers will make maybe, you know, they'll get a couple thousand dollars back. But again, you in most class action suits, you've got to opt in to being a part of that suit. They don't just cut you a check because you were a part of the system. Although, again, then again, this is a settlement, so who knows? Maybe the terms of the settlement are that they've got to cut checks to everybody. I don't know about that. I think this guy might be jumping to a conclusion when he says that every one of those 380,000 drivers is going to get a check out of this.
Well, maybe they'll just the lawyers will hold on to the money until the drivers will come and demand their $134.
So, also, driver deactivation policy will be published for the first time. The author at therideshareguy.com says, I've always found it mind-boggling there isn't a single rideshare company that has a public document that states what you can and can't do while working for the company. Most drivers know that you have to maintain a 4.6 rating and keep your acceptance rate above 80% to stay active, but these terms vary by market, and there are a whole host of unwritten rules for which you can also be deactivated. Some things, like driving under the influence or committing crimes while driving, are obvious reasons for deactivation, but there are many others that are much more arbitrary. With this settlement, Uber is actually going to publish a handbook for drivers that explains their driver deactivation policy.
I got to say that more information's better. That doesn't make me feel bad. So I just like it, companies to have to give information. And it's one of those my little soft spots for the state and for government is that companies tend to Organizations default to secrecy. It benefits them. Why would they want to give out their policies? Well, because people want to know, and it's frustrating.
It helps the drivers understand what's expected of them in this case. So I don't think that's a bad thing for them to do either. Going on here, a driver peer panel. Now, this is one of the most disturbing parts of this settlement is what this is going to possibly lead to. One of the worst parts about being deactivated by Uber is you often don't have much to say in the matter. In some cases, you may not even know why you've been deactivated in the first place. And if you feel that an error was made, there's no one who will listen to your side of the story. As part of the settlement, Uber will be creating an appeals process in California and Massachusetts for drivers who disagree with the deactivation decisions. In addition, the panel that will review the decisions will actually be made up of fellow drivers. The program is already being tested in Seattle, and depending on its success, could be rolled out into the entire United States soon. In an interesting twist, Uber will no longer be deactivating drivers for low acceptance rates. If drivers are consistently not accepting trips, they may be temporarily logged out of the app for a limited period of time or go into, as I like to call it, Uber timeout. He says, I'm sure there will still be acceptance rate requirements for hourly guarantees and promotions, but you'll no longer be deactivated for not accepting enough rides. The other thing they're going to do is these panels here are described of as a driver's association, as earlier in this article, and Uber will have to fund the associations. What that means, it's unclear, you know, as far as the details of that funding and, you know, what level of influence they'll actually have. They say they will meet with the drivers quarterly to discuss the issues that matter most to drivers. There already are what they call office hours with Uber. Every now and then, as one of their drivers, I get a text message saying, hey, our New Hampshire managers are having office hours. You can come and meet your managers and talk to them, right? So that does happen. They, you can actually connect with human beings. But I do understand the complaint, too, that you know, they don't necessarily respond to somebody who's been deactivated. I'm actually deactivated right now.
What?
On Uber, and I'm not sure why.
Okay.
I emailed them a couple of weeks ago, and they haven't gotten back to me yet, which is strange. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I know some of the local haters have been sending hate messages to Uber, so maybe that has something to do with it.
Likely.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mm-hmm.
Live. You may join us here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us in whatever way works best for you here on this live Sunday edition of the show. Also, want to let you know how to save big time on stuff that you want to get for whatever purpose. I've done now over 50 transactions on saveitpurse.com, and I've saved over $1,200 that I otherwise would have had to have paid, because these are all things I was going to buy anyway. It's just I wanted to save 20% or more, and it's super easy to do with saveitpurse.com on my purchases at Amazon. So why wouldn't you want to save 20%?
Sometimes you want to get things quickly.
You can do that with saveitpurse.com. You want to put it at like 5%, then you get the purse instant discount.
But in many cases, when we make purchases in our lives, we can wait a day or two to get whatever it is.
Yeah, for sure.
And in that case, you can save big.
You sure can, and I have done so, and you can do so. Just go to saveitpurse.com. It works very well. There is a catch, though. There is the catch, and that is that you have to have Bitcoin. This is only open to people who have Bitcoin. So this is a good reason to get some Bitcoin if you don't yet have some. Again, you can get started at saveitpurse.com. And if you don't have Bitcoin yet, then learn more about that at bitcoin.com.
I was just talking to a guy today who had heard about Bitcoin back when it was $6 a pop, and I had recommended he get into it and that kind of thing. And he said, he decided not to. Now Bitcoin has gone up to as high as 1,000. It's sitting right now at 465 or thereabouts. And he was, just sort of asking me, how about that Bitcoin? He wanted to talk about it, just wanted to have a conversation. I told him about saveitpurse.com, this real game changer in the Bitcoin economy. Because now having Bitcoin isn't just sort of an interesting thing you can do, that you can have this international currency and send and receive money, virtually no fee around the world, nearly instantaneously. It's not just that. It's that you can save 25-30% on everything that you buy, sort of every hard good or whatever you buy, not like energy delivered to your home or your mortgage payment or anything like that. But yeah, the stuff you buy, you can save 20-30% because Amazon has just about everything.
Yep. Let's continue here with your calls. If you want to make them, our number is 855-450-FREE. But Mark, you've actually got a top 18 list of some miraculously wrong predictions about the Earth Day.
Yeah, so this is from the American Enterprise Institute. And Earth Day just came and went. And I don't have anything particularly, I don't think Earth Day is terrible or anything like that. But I do think it's both sides in these debates tend to push to the edges in order to convince people. And I think that it's instructive to look back 46 years and when Earth Day began, and hear the predictions that they made back then, just to see, what does it mean? And this is 18 examples of the spectacularly wrong predictions made around 1970 when the Green Holy Day, a.k.a. Earth Day, started. Now, obviously, the American Enterprise Institute here is not a fan of the Earth Day folks.
Okay.
I just think, look, we need to step back and take a look at both sides of these situations. Nobody here's advocating for pollution. You know what I mean?
I like clean water and trees.
Pollution.
I was sad when they pulled some trees out of the street that I live on.
Bad. But giving false predictions, scaring the pants off of people, equally bad. Or at least
right.
Bad.
And usually those false predictions and scaring people lead to people wanting to have the government do something about whatever the scary thing is, which, of course, increases the size, the scope, and the intrusiveness and the expense of the state, which enslaves us all further.
It also causes people to be jaded in the future. So, the next environmental wave that's going to come in 20 years, people are going to believe it less because, it turns out the polar bears didn't die.
Yeah, the old boy who cried wolf. Problem. Sure.
The Harvard biologist George Wald estimated that civilization will end within 15 or 30 years unless immediate action is taken against problems facing mankind. Now, this one, obviously, some of the problems that were facing mankind had been addressed to some extent. But did anybody feel like within the last 15 or 30 years that we were on the precipice of extinction?
No,
we weren't even close. I never really saw this whole extinction thing coming at us.
I mean, I don't live in a big city, so when I go outside, the air is clean and everything's good.
Obviously, some issues were addressed. So in that one, you can sort of look and say, hey, they addressed that one big issue that would have killed us all, whatever the hell it was. Ozone, something. Chlorofluorocarbons. We are in an environmental crisis which threatens the survival of this nation and of the world as a suitable place of human habitation, wrote Washington University biologist Barry Commoner on Earth Day, the Earth Day issue of the scholarly journal Environment. We are in an environmental crisis which threatens the survival of this nation. Okay, that was 46 years ago. Did we ever feel like we were in an environmental crisis that threatened our survival?
Me and you? Probably not. But this guy, you know, if he's still around, he probably still feels like it's an environmental crisis.
Right, right. Every day.
It's an important thing. You've got to have the, you know, this crisis mentality, if you will, so people realize how serious this is.
That's what it comes down to. And that's what I'm preaching against, is the crisis mentality here. I'm not saying that we need more pollution or anything like that. This environment needs is more carbon. The day after the first Earth Day, the New York Times editorial page warned, man must stop pollution and conserve his resources, not merely to enhance existence, but to save the race from intolerable deterioration and possible extinction. Have we intolerably deteriorated since 1970? Seems like we've increased, like things are much better.
Yeah, I mean, I think that life is easier.
Smog
now
is
than
gone.
It was then.
I don't know
if that's smog's true.
Gone in most major U.S. cities.
Okay,
there are certainly cities around the world where it's not.
Yeah.
So, you know, this maybe some reasonable regulation or whatever stopped smog. I don't know. Somebody would have to bring up the point. But I'm just saying, life in the United States probably better than it was in 1970. The prediction that it was going to get worse, not so much. Thought number five, most of the people who are going to die in the greatest cataclysm in the history of man have already been born, said Paul Ekman in 1969's essay, The Eco-Catastrophe, by 1975. Some experts feel that food shortages will have escalated to the present level of world hunger and starvation into famines of unbelievable proportions. Other experts, more optimistic, think the ultimate food population collision will not occur until the decade of the 1980s. All right, these guys were predicting that we would run out of food.
No, it hasn't happened. There's more food than we can possibly know what to do with.
It's shipping it to people.
Yeah.
The United States itself could feed the planet if we could get things to people quickly enough. We're throwing food away. 40% of food in this country is wasted. And I know, I've got a pig farm. I get this stuff. Donuts, white bread, artisan breads, organic vegetables, regular vegetables.
Loads of it every
loads
day.
Loads and loads of it. I get a lot of
it. And that's just in Keene, New Hampshire.
I get a lot of it from a local food shelf is what they call it, a food pantry. Free
they
food
can't bank. Give it away because of it.
They
dating.
Can't give it away. No. They can't give away vegetables to poor people that are in good condition. They just sit there and rot. Sorry.
Because of government regulations.
No,
right?
Because poor people don't like vegetables, Ian.
Oh. 855
starvation for you.
855
fat people that don't want vegetables.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you're invited to join us here. We're going over some of the failures, the failed predictions from the 1970s, sounds like, the Earth Day predictions. These were made way back when, apparently, Earth Day was founded. And Mark,
1970, yeah.
You're sharing them from the American Enterprise Institute?
Yeah.
Where was it?
And, AEI.
Right. Got it. And we'll continue with that. But first, we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Also, want to invite you to check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. We had somebody drive all the way up to New Hampshire this weekend from Pennsylvania, just sort of on a lark, had some time off, decided he was going to come check out the Shire. And, of course, you can go and learn more about why liberty-minded people from all around the globe are coming here by going to 101reasonsfilm.com. There are 101 great reasons to make the move here and join us and thousands of other people who are moving here to achieve more liberty in our lifetime by working together to do that on various different projects. So go to 101reasonsfilm.com. You can watch the hour-long documentary there totally free online. Let's go to Tim right now in Wyoming. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live listening via the TuneIn app.
Yeah, hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate hearing the show tonight. Now, I was around for first Earth Day. I'm 50, so I remember seeing, I was young, but still. I remember picking up books at school, and I was, you know, first or second grade that had been they were going to be used as textbooks, and they were talking about how in 1980, one of the books that I thought was the most telling of all was it was a large, almost like a construction paper book, and it was from it said that in 1980 the pollution on the earth would be so bad that people wouldn't be able to walk out their front doors. Houses wouldn't have windows. People would have to wear...
You remember when they said they were going to be selling air packs? I remember this. I remember the prediction that we were all going to have to wear air packs. And that we would have to pay for air the way we have to pay for water now.
Right. I mean, it was almost like, if you think about it, it was like the dome cities in, on Mars and, you know, Total Recall or something where, you know, Cohagen makes everybody pay for air or they turn into mutants or something. But no, I mean, it wasn't any ridiculous thing like that. But the thing was, it was the houses, this was a story about a boy that was going to go outside and his parents wouldn't let him go outside unless he put on his helmet and basically his space suit.
Yeah.
To go outside. And there was a, they had a picture, they called it.
You remember when kids used to go outside?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, before electronic devices took over their lives, of course.
And parents were so scared that they were going to get carted off by somebody in a panel van.
Well, there was,
arrested by the police. I mean, because a lot of the times you take your kids out because you want them to have that experience, and then if you figure that they're old enough and responsible enough to take themselves home from the park or whatever, then you end up getting arrested by the police. So that's another reason why parents are afraid to let their kids out, because of the state.
Right. I mean, you might be arrested for having free-range children, as they say, right?
Yeah. That could be a crime in the very near future.
Right. Okay. Well, but the thing I was going to say about, I mean, there's a book that I mentioned to Alex Jones a couple days ago, and I was talking to him about it because it's about environmentalism. I said it to him on Earth Day, which is, you know, yesterday, I guess, or Friday. Yeah. Friday. Anyway, I said, I called in about it. The book is called The Bridge by an author called D. Keith Mano, M-A-N-O. And it's about the ultimate end of environmentalism where everyone in the world is controlled by a very few people, and the only, you cannot talk, because talking is considered a crime. You can't actually make noise. You can't kill a bug. You can't look sideways at a bird. I mean, the earth has been taken over by bacteria, bugs, cancer, animals, everything else. And you cannot, as I say, you literally cannot speak. People actually have to tap out a code on another person's forearm to talk. And
sounds a little hyperbolic, but nonetheless, I can understand that certainly over time, if you want to save the earth, these people's ideas will all lead towards tyranny. So basically, strip us of all freedoms, and then the earth will be saved. Seems to be the trade-off.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I mean, as I say, the ultimate end of environmentalism is in you as a human being have no rights at all. There's nothing you can do about anything because the animals and the bugs and the trees have all the rights. And
I think it's a shame because I think people who really do want to help the environment end up getting a bad rap. I mean, not all of them are willing to reach out to the state in order to do that, but that does seem to be the trend. And I'm sure there are those out there who are actually helping the environment through private means, like, you know, these societies that will purchase land. And
the Nature Conservancy does that.
Yeah,
the Audubon
exactly.
Society, Ducks Unlimited.
Right. Thanks, Tim, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Jeff. He's in Illinois and on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. In China, some of that stuff actually has become true. People in China bought packets of air, fresh air, to breathe from Canada. Somebody had sold it as a lark, just as a joke, and they actually bought it. And so now they have a whole industry selling fresh air to China. And there's other things. I guess China has...
But isn't places in China... I mean, surely there's some places in China where they could ship the air in a lot more quickly than they could from Canada.
Well, you know, I mean, I know there's, I guess there's some really terrible smog in industrial cities
right.
over there.
And a lot of them wear face masks. Yep.
Yeah. There's
they
a
can
lot
get
of
their BIPCOT surgeon's mask instead, and then they'd be very stylish.
There you go. But, I mean, it's, what were the predictions that he was reading off? One was the air mask, and what was the other ones?
In for the last caller?
Yeah. He mentioned a few of them.
Just sort of a space suit.
it basically looks like China. And what happens is they're deindustrializing us here, so we have no industry. I mean, it seems like it's going away. And then they're industrializing China. And they probably – there could be a balance where a country could have industry with, you know, without pollution. But it just seems like they're trying to deindustrialize us.
Jeff, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's certainly true that – if you make it too hard to do business in a place because of government regulations, then that's going to drive those businesses somewhere else. Now, that's not to say that I think people should be able to pollute. I don't think that's the case. I think that if you're poisoning people, whether it's through something they're breathing in or something they're drinking, there's an absolute case there, and you're violating people's, you know, rights and their health, and so something needs to happen in the courts about that.
Well, pollution's a perception to some extent, too. So it's the quantity of something in an environment. I have arsenic in my water. I've had it tested. Yeah, there's arsenic in my water. I've had it tested. But it's not enough to do anything. It's within the acceptable limits. So it's fine. I produce carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide has been labeled by the EPA to be a pollutant in sufficient quantities. So, okay, now what? I mean, you know, the difficulty is that poison is in the dose, and different people's tolerance, and I'm talking about their sort of psychological tolerance, the psychological tolerance is different.
So do we have more on the 18? How many do we have?
So this one's going on with this same Paul Elkhart in the 1969 essay, Eco-Catastrophe. Eckhart sketched out at his most alarmist scenario for the 1970 Earth Day issue of the Progressive, assuring readers that between 1980 and 1989, some 4 billion people, that's at that point about two-thirds of the globe, including 65 million Americans, would perish in the Great Die-Off. Did we come close to this? Did we narrowly miss this thing and didn't even realize it?
No, I'm pretty sure world population's increasing.
Yeah, it's still increasing.
Yeah.
I wonder...
Which means that people are eating, because you wouldn't be able to have babies and keep increasing the population if people were starving.
And obviously none of these things happen, but what are they going to attribute it to? Are they going to attribute it to the laws on ozone? Or are they going to say that, oh, well, you know, they were...
They'll probably not be called on it, so they probably won't have to attribute it.
Well, they're being called on it here.
Yeah, but they don't have to respond.
Nope, they're not. They don't. It's all number 7. It's already too late to avoid mass starvation, declared Dennis Hayes, the chief organizer for Earth Day in the spring of 1970's issue of The Living Wilderness. It's already too late to avoid mass starvation. Now, they did have that starvation. They have had famines since 1970. And I'm sure some people would point to that. But let's point out that every famine that has existed in these people's lifetimes are all caused by governments. Not by, the fact that we can't get food to people. It's the governments that won't let the food get there.
We've got more. What are we up to? 8 now?
9, 8.
There's 18 of them?
Yeah.
We probably won't get through them all.
But you can still money.
We still got time for your thoughts.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal. And a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box to purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free, 855-453. 855-450-3733. We're looking back at some of the comments made, predictions made about the future of the planet back on Earth Day in 1970-ish. Was it?
No, 1970.
Was 1970. So these are all statements made back then.
Prior to both of our births.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're talking about, what, 56 years ago? Something like that?
No, 46.
46.
I'm 45.
And so we're up to number 8 of 18 statements.
Yep. Peter Gunter, a North Texas State University professor, wrote in 1970, demographers agree almost unanimously on the following grim timetable. By 1975, widespread famines will begin in India. These will spread by 1990 to include all of India, Pakistan, China, and the Near East and Africa. By 2000, or conceivably sooner, South and Central America will exist under famine conditions. By the year 2000, 30 years from now, the entire world, with the exception of Western Europe, North America, and Australia, will be in famine. This happened?
No.
Did I miss this? No.
I mean, there are
we're
some
feeding the world, and it's we're doing it with better foods.
There are some places in the world where there are some people who are not very well nourished. I mean, that certainly does exist. But worldwide famine? No.
No. In January...
And by the way, just one other thing. In those places, a lot of the reason why those people don't get fed is because food that is sent into those countries is intercepted by the government.
And it's sent to soldiers instead. And,
right, sent to the government agents.
In 1970, Life reported, scientists have solid experimental and theoretical evidence to support the following predictions. In a decade, 1980, urban dwellers will have to wear gas masks to survive air pollution. By 1985, air pollution will have reduced the amount of sunlight reaching Earth by one half. Global cooling.
All of Earth. Well, again, somebody would say that in certain parts of China, the pollution's pretty bad there.
It is.
Maybe
certainly.
You do want to wear a mask.
But we can see that it is controllable because in parts of L.A., that was an issue, too.
And now, not
and
so
now,
much.
Not so much. Yeah. China can take care of that relatively quickly if that's what China wishes to do. Number 10, ecologist Kenneth Watt told Time, at the present rate of nitrogen buildup, it's only a matter of time before light will be filtered out of the atmosphere and none of our lamb will be usable. Nitrogen. Now, we're told now it's carbon dioxide, right? But then it was nitrogen. Just remember.
All very important. Building blocks of life.
The story keeps changing. Number 11, Barry Commoner predicted that decaying organic pollutants would use up all of the oxygen in America's rivers, causing freshwater fish to suffocate. Freshwater fish, not as numerous as they once were in America's rivers, certainly, but, you know, not gone either.
Well, one of the nice things about the marketplace is that when the market likes something, there's more of it created. So if people like fish, and they tend to like fish, people will make more fish.
They got fish farms.
Yeah.
There are farms for fish now.
So you don't really have to worry about fish going away. They'll be fine.
And I think we should, I do think we should protect waterways. There's no doubt about it. But this was about decaying matter. This is just, hey, people and their poop and, you know, the food they eat and all that stuff. Landfills used to really be the big deal. You know, now they're not so much. Because it's like, oh, we can manage these things. It's fine.
Yeah, if you fill it up, you build on top of it.
Paul Ehrhardt, again, chimed in, predicting in his 1970 essay that air pollution is certainly going to take hundreds of thousands of lives in the next few years alone. Elric sketched out a scenario in which 200,000 Americans would die in 1973 during smog disasters in New York and Los Angeles. Did you ever hear of a smog disaster? I mean, it's not that I'm not saying that the environment should be polluted or anything. Please don't interpret it this way.
Yeah, you libertarians, but you hate clean water.
It's the other side of the issue is that these people are full of crap, okay? And when you believe people that are full of crap, you're going to get crappy results. That's the problem. I'm saying the modern-day environmental movement has the same problems that the modern-day environmental movement had in the 1970s, and that is a bunch of people spewing a bunch of crap.
Mm-hmm.
And when you spew crap, somebody's going to check you on it. And here, I'm here today to check them on it. Because if you don't, then their kids are going to do the same thing. My son's being inculcated with this stuff in the books he reads and that kind of thing.
And I thought you guys were unschooling him.
We are unschooling him, but it's everywhere.
Oh, okay. Like,
okay, so he was watching some YouTube thing on water conservation. Now, I'm sure this thing's written in California.
Right.
Where water conservation's really important. He turns off the damn hose while I'm trying to water the pigs. He's like, you're wasting water. I'm like, I've got to feed. The pigs are going to die without water. This is not waste. You know, and I had to take, so I took him on a trip. I'm like, okay, Jack, I'm sorry I got upset. Come with me. And so we walk up to the creek where the water rolls down the hill at my house. Water just
it's rolling down the hill.
It's not going to the ground. It's going out to the Connecticut River. It's going from, you know, down the creek to the Connecticut River down into the Atlantic Ocean.
Some of it's coming into the ground. It's being absorbed.
Yeah, certainly. But people are using that water along its way.
Right.
And that's what we do with our water. We run it out through a leach field, and the water goes back into the environment. Yeah, there's certainly some waste that gets filtered along the way, certainly. But all the water that we have right now, it's the same water that's been here for millions of years. You are drinking animal pee, ladies and gentlemen. The product of stars, comets brought here that has been in the bodies of, the most vile and disgusting beasts you can imagine, covered in algae, disgusting stuff.
And yet you live through it.
Yeah, that's what we call fresh water. That's what it is. That's how, you know, I mean, I don't know. It's so frustrating.
All right, moving on.
Go ahead.
Next, what number are we at here?
Number 13, again, Paul Ehrlich, whatever his name is, warned
in the liar.
In the 1970 May issue of the Autobahn, the DDT, this guy's prolifically, quoted. He's all over in different magazines. Yeah. DDT and other chlorinated hydrocarbons may have substantially reduced the life expectancy of people born since 1945. He warned that Americans born since 1946 now had a life expectancy of only 49 years. And he predicted that if current patterns continued, this expectancy would reach 42 years by 1980, when it might level out.
By 1980.
Well, admittedly, some of these chemicals he's talking about, these pesticides, they were limited. But obviously the results that he was predicting didn't turn out. By the way, we bought a house. My wife and I bought a house, and it had some, I can't remember what the name of the insecticide that was in it, but some old, outdated insecticide in a brown jar. Looked deadly. Looked awful, deadly. My mother-in-law came over. She saw that stuff. She grabbed it and took it home.
She wanted it. I've been looking for this for years.
This stuff works.
They took it off the market.
Right? This is a Democrat, by the way.
Uh-huh.
She runs off with this stuff. Going on, ecologist Kenneth West. I would never use it because I would want to use the newer pesticides that are probably better for the environment or whatever. But I'll bet it works. Kenneth Watt declared, by the year 2000, if present trends continue, we will be using up crude oil at such a rate that there won't be any more crude oil. You'll drive up to the pump and say, fill her up, buddy. And he'll say, I'm very sorry, there isn't any.
That did happen in the 70s, right, where there was...
Yeah, that was financial. Yeah. That was a governmental issue. OPEC,
right.
And, that kind of thing. Harrison Brown, a scientist.
Now there's so much oil, the price has been going down.
Right. New lows.
New lows when you adjust for inflation.
Yeah, I don't know.
You'd have to adjust for inflation.
I shouldn't use that terminology. Yes, we're at lows, unexpected lows. How's
right.
that? Harrison Brown, a scientist. That's why we do a two-man show, because that way we can check each other on things that we say.
One of the good perks about it, yeah.
Harrison Brown, a scientist at the National Academy of Sciences, published a chart in Scientific American that looked at metal reserves and estimated that humanity would totally run out of copper shortly after 2000. Lead, zinc, tin, gold, silver, they'd all be gone before 1990. Right. Like, these are the, we're going to run out of oxygen. The weather is going to, get me so hot, the polar ice caps are going to melt. And maybe they will. I don't know. Senator Gaylord Nelson wrote in Look.
That name.
Yeah, well, man can't help it. Look at Dr. S. Dillon Ripley, Secretary of the Smithsonian Institute, believes that in 25 years, somewhere between 75 and 80% of all the species of living animals will be extinct. How close are we to that, ladies and gentlemen? 75 to 80%. You just love your little sound effects, don't you?
I've got my sound effects back.
They got taken by the FBI?
Yeah.
Yeah. In 1975, again, Paul Ehrlich predicted that since more than 9/10 of the original tropical rainforest will be removed in most areas within the next 30 years or so, it's expected that half the organisms in these areas will vanish with it.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.